For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In between rain showers, President Trump and the head of the European Commission went into the White House Rose Garden to announce a deal to begin talks on bringing down trade barriers. Just a week ago, he referred to the EU as a foe on trade. He stood alongside the head of the European Commission and called this a very big day.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods.
This is essentially an agreement to negotiate toward that broad goal. Now, the EU is vowing to buy more soybeans and liquefied natural gas from the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a tough time on Capitol Hill over U.S. relations with Russia. He assured members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that the Trump administration takes election meddling seriously.
I personally made clear to the Russians there will be severe consequences for interference in our democratic processes.
Pompeo was pressed about what happened in the two-hour meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez.
Senator, I understand the game that you're playing.
Mr. Secretary, all due respect, I don't appreciate you characterizing my questions. My questions is to get to the truth. We don't know what the truth is.
Campers and other visitors had to pack up and leave the Yosemite Valley as firefighters battled the huge Ferguson wildfire, which is just a couple of miles west of the national park.
My mom's been coming since she was a child, and this has never happened.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
One California worker is accused of sleeping on the job thousands of times. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The woman's employed at the California Division of Motor Vehicles as a data entry operator. However, a report from the state auditor found that she had slept at her desk for three or more hours every day since 2014. Her bosses were apparently aware she was sleeping, as they had to often wake her up, but they had no idea just how much shut-eye she was getting. There were questions over a possible medical issue, but now she's just been given a warning to stay awake at work. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Most surveys are usually designed to find out what is going wrong, but in this latest one from Gallup researchers, they're trying to find out what is going well for people in the USA. With some positive news, here's John Clemens.
Nearly 4 in 10 cite the economy or the number of jobs available as the nation's biggest positive. Frank Newport of Gallup tells us the survey demonstrated different responses from the two major political parties.
We have found, and other pollsters find right now, that when we ask Republicans across the country to talk about things, they're very positive. They give us an upside positive talk about things going well. And when we talk to Democrats across the country, they tend to be negative on almost anything we ask them about.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.